Okay, let me open this up. Sorry, welcome back, everybody. Today is Tuesday, November 28th, 2023. It is 5:50 p.m. We're convened as the Provo City School District Board of Education. We're meeting at 280 West 940 North in Provo, Utah. We are going to begin our business meeting today with a roll call. I'm Rebecca Nielsen, Board President.
Jennifer Partridge, Vice President.
Melanie Hall, Board Member.
Lisa Boyce, Board Member.
Meg Van Wagner, Board Member.
Max Joyner, Student Member.
Will Wagner, Student Member.
Gina Hales, Board Member.
Tara McCabe, Board Member.
Derek Anderson, Business Administrator.
All right, and welcome to everyone who's with us online or in the room with us here. We thank you for being here. Is there a motion to convene our business meeting?
I move that we convene our business meeting.
Thank you. Motion made by Board Member Hales. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Board Member Hall. And we are now officially in our business meeting. We'll start today with a Pledge of Allegiance led by Jared Seitz, Assistant Superintendent of Elementary Education.
Please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Jared. All right. We're going to start today with our community connections section of our meeting. This is where we'll accept input from the public. If there's anyone who wants to give input today, we have forms over here. And you would just have to fill out the form and give it to Bonnie. And have we received any forms, Bonnie? All right, is there anyone who would like to speak tonight? Jason? Okay, then I think we'll go ahead and close that section and we'll move on to our business items. We have three business items today. Number one, consideration to approve the audit report. Derek, if you'll give a quick summary of that.
Yep, so what you have before you is the final FY23 audit report and the single audit. Every year our financials must go through an audit by an outside external audit firm, and this is those results. The audit opinion is a clean audit, meaning the financial statements are fairly presented and that they did not have any findings related to respect with the financial presentation of the audit. And so what we're asking is that you approve the FY23 financial report. And I'd like to point out and note that that we just received the plaque for the Triple Crown Award. So we did receive, based off of the prior year's financials that were all submitted, that is the financial audit report, the popular annual financial report, and the budget report, all three of those documents, which can be found on our website in the finance department, under the finance department section. But all three of those reports met the guidelines and they received the award. And if you receive the award for each one of them, then you get the Triple Crown. And so we just received the Triple Crown, which means we got it for all of our prior year reports. So.
That's awesome. Did you get the Triple Crown before? I feel like in another meeting you said you got
it. I announced it because okay. They've given us the email presentation saying that
got the plaque.
But we got the plaque.
Did you get the crowns?
And there is a crown.
Devin
that
Devin and Derek should have crowns. Triple crowns.
No, that's just for the finance
might
department.
Need it, yeah.
Okay. Right. Excellent. Is there a motion to approve the audit report?
I move that we approve the audit report as presented in study session.
Okay, thank you. Motion made by, Board Member Van Wagenen. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Board Member Hales. You guys, I am struggling. Sorry. I know your names. They're just not coming out right. Is there any further discussion or comments started with Board Member Van Wagenen, if there's any? Okay, seeing none, let's vote. All in favor with
aye. Can I say something?
Oh, sorry, go ahead. I apologize.
I just wanted to say, as a finance committee, we met with Steve and Devin and Derek, and they went over. We had a lot of questions because all three of us are not accountants. And they were very, very patient with us and actually met with us twice to go over this. Mm-hmm. And they did answer a lot of our good questions. And for the public, if you have questions, they are willing to answer your questions for you.
Yeah.
You guys can answer them now, right?
My answer is go talk to them.
This is my answer every single time. When Derek explains it to me, I understand it. Yes. But if you ask me to repeat it back to you, no.
Well, thank you guys on the committee for looking
feel like
at it so closely for
looking
us.
At it really closely, you know, that was 139 pages of a lot of different numbers and figuring that out, and they were very patient with us.
Yeah, and a lot of good questions. I mean, the thing is the school district financial statements are very different from what you see on the outside. And because of that, they're brings in a lot of complexity and uncertainty and questions that just people are trying to understand. And so they had all great questions because they're questions that I would expect from somebody who is familiar with financials, but just doesn't make sense what they're looking at. So they had great questions.
Yeah, and to the public, I would say, like, if you're looking through these documents, which I think anyone with any interest should do, the government requires things in specific formats to be reported and recorded in different ways than you might expect. And so if something does seem like you have a question about it, please reach out to our business administrator and his department. They are so knowledgeable and can sit and just listen and answer your questions and help you understand what they've done, because it's been really thorough and thoroughly researched. I mean, they knew all the historical data we needed, any question we had. So I would encourage people to come in.
I just wanted to reiterate the kudos that the gentleman who I didn't catch his name gave to. It's a lot of hard work, and I know you get paid for it. I know it's your job, but I know that it's a lot of attention to detail, and you will get crowns, even if they're from Burger King.
I should have brought those.
But I just wanted to thank the finance department for the hard work, or business. I don't know if it's finance or whatever. And the finance committee for doing that work, because I don't understand half of it. So thank you for asking the questions, the board members on there, and thanks to our business department who works very hard. So.
Thank you.
Okay. Then let's go ahead and vote. Okay, all right. All in favor with aye?
Aye.
Any opposed with nay? Okay, motion passes unanimously. All right. Item number two, consideration to approve the large purchase request. Derek, if you'll summarize that for us.
Yep. So what you have before you is the tables for Shoreline.
Well, I know.
What these tables are for the science department, and these are special tables that have electronics built into the table for like power outlets, along with a thick chemical guard on the surface for protection against, you know,
chemicals.
Right? I was gonna say chemistry projects, but I might as well just state it like it is.
He's off task. He's on school.
It's past. That's right. It's past. But so we're asking you to approve this purchase of $92,223.75. And I apologize. I did not put it up in the recommended action. I just put it down in the comments.
I just added it if you refresh.
Okay.
She's good.
Great. Then is there a motion to approve this large purchase request, except for now I refreshed and I can't see
me
my...
Me too.
I can make it up myself. I move that we approve the large purchase request in the amount of $92,223.75 for the Shoreline Science Tables.
Okay.
Is that close enough?
No,
as discussed.
As discussed in studies.
Did you put on here
Wasatch
Playground?
So here's what that one is. Okay. This is a comment from... when we met to build the agenda, my memory was they brought two things to my attention. One was the Wasatch Playground that we talked about.
Yes.
The other one was this, and I had mixed the two projects up.
Got
so
it. Okay. I was looking at that going, did I just bring up the wrong agenda?
No, okay.
Perfect. Okay, so motion made by Board Member Partridge. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Board Member Boyce. Any further discussion, starting with Board Member Partridge, if there's any?
Lisa.
All right, then let's go ahead and vote. All in favor with aye.
Aye.
Any opposed with nay? Motion passes unanimously. Item number three, consideration to approve the addition of a position in the business department. Is Devin still here?
Yes.
Quick summary?
Just a request to add an additional position to help with several needs that we have in our department.
Okay. Great. Is there a motion?
I move that we approve the addition of a position in the business department as discussed in study session.
Okay. Motion made by Board Member Hall. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Board Member Hales. Any further discussion, starting with Board Member Hall, if there's any?
All I would just say is I appreciate what the business department is doing right now, and if this is a way we can help them, I'm all in favor of it.
Absolutely. Okay. Great. Anyone else? Here, here. Okay. Then let's vote. All in favor with aye?
Aye.
Any opposed with nay? Motion passes unanimously. Okay. That is it for today. Is there a motion to adjourn our business meeting?
I move that we adjourn the business meeting.
We adjourn. Thank you, everybody.